hello, friends. Welcome back to the Unblocked Podcast. I am your host, Jessica Smarrow. Thank you for tuning in. I'm thinking about all of y'all as we are going through the holiday season, or if you're listening to this in real time anyway, it is the holidays are among us here in the U.S. And to quote our friend Charles Dickens, for some of you, it's the best of times. For others, it's the worst of times. And that's kind of the thing. The holidays can bring out the extremes in us. So today I want to offer some extra love to those of you who are kind of going through it right now. Like your hair is a little disheveled, your nerves are a little frazzled, you're counting down the days until all the kids go back to school and the in-laws return to their safe distance of multiple states away. Because here's the thing about holidays. Often around the holidays is when we have time with families. And here's the thing about families. The relationships can be rough. They can be activating, as our, you know, I think Ram Dass was who famously said, if you think you're so enlightened, go spend a week with your family. And so for the last several weeks, I'm hearing from many of my clients as they have some big feels coming up with the holiday gatherings. You know, they're struggling with those sideways glances and the comments that they perceive as passive aggressive from their in-laws and their super judgy Aunt Bridget are those who are already contorting themselves into the version that they think is the most palatable for their family members. And so here's what I want to offer you today. While family gatherings can be challenging, they are also a gold mine for growth. So whether it's the family member that you don't really like or the gatherings that are dripping with expectations and judgments, you have a choice. You can approach it like you're going to battle. You can continue to reinforce like your old patterns and the way that you typically show up with your family, or you can experience what I like to think of as the real magic and miracles of the holiday season, and you can use it as an opportunity for self-exploration, for growth, and for healing. You can let this year be different from all the others. Like when you notice yourself having the feels, like you notice the big feelings coming up, this is what I want to offer you up. Take a moment and write it all down. Everything that is activating you, put pen to paper or get your notes app out on your phone. Write down everything that's getting under your skin. Every time you feel an uncomfortable emotion, every time you notice yourself starting to judge somebody else in your family, every time you notice yourself starting to ruminate and worry and placate and people please and not keep your boundaries, every time that's happening, write it down. And the reason I want you to write it down is because this is the roadmap to your growth. The things that are bothering you, they let you know that you still have something up for healing. So you can, if you so choose, you can view this holiday season as an opportunity to level up, to get to know yourself better, to identify the parts of you that are still up for healing or are still in need of healing. You all have probably heard me say this, but I like to think of relationships as human splinter finders. Our people can unintentionally, or sometimes very intentionally, bump into those splinters and the wounds that we have. And so, like, maybe you didn't realize you were still a little bit salty after your last breakup. You didn't know that until old Uncle Jim asks about your love life. Right? And then you feel that pang inside of you. You hear those thoughts about how you're never going to find someone that you actually want to be with. And here's the thing, and just brace yourself a little bit because this might feel like a gut punch. It's not really Uncle Jim's fault. Like those comments that he's making, asking about how that one turned out or where's your new love life going? What happened to this partner and that partner? And isn't this the sixth one you've brought home? Like those comments are not really the problem. Uncle Jim just ran into a splinter. So you can get mad at Uncle Jim. You can swear off all future gatherings, or you can take this as an opportunity to look at the splinter. See what is yours to own and work through. And now I know that might have felt like a little gut punch, so I'm going to give you a silver lining. When we choose to experience our human interactions as an opportunity for growth, when we choose to see them as mechanisms that help us identify what is ours to work on, then we get to believe and remember that the same is true for other people. This is great news for those of you who identify as people pleasers. If your family members are disappointed because you chose to stay at a hotel instead of your baby cousin's twin bed, that is their own disappointment. Like, that is their disappointment to own. That's their splinter to work with or not. It's not yours, right? So this is good news. It works both directions. When you start to take ownership for your feelings and for your opportunities for growth, for your need for healing, that also helps support you and letting your people and letting people that you love have that back for themselves. You can give all of their emotional baggage back to them. You can give all of their thoughts, feelings, and actions back to them. Okay. So that's my first offering. Enter this holiday season and all of this time that you're going to have with your family. And honestly, this can apply to any human interactions, but like I said, it's the holiday season at the time of this recording, so we can focus on that. But your first gift is to yourself is to let this be a gold mine for growth. Let this be an opportunity to help you see where you still need help and where you still need healing. And document everything. Document everything that comes up. Okay, because then after your time with your family, you can work through what came up. And you might have your own personal practices for this. You might have your own self-coaching practice, so maybe you can do that work on your own. Maybe you can work through those splinters on your own. You might have sufficiency in that. You might have the skills that you need for that, or you might prefer to take all of that to a therapist or a life coach. You get to decide, but documenting everything that comes up will let you know what you still need. This is a way for you to show up for yourself instead of engaging in these ongoing battles with your families or, you know, not talking to them for the next 6 months. You could show up for yourself in a way that says, I don't have to perpetuate interpersonal conflict as an effort to avoid my own healing. Did you catch what I said there? Like, sometimes it's a distraction. Right? If I let myself be mad at Aunt Margie or Uncle Jim for words that they said, that's a nice way to distract myself from dealing with the pain of the splinter that's in me. Okay? So that's just an option. And no one is saying you have to do this, but this is an option for how you might show up to the holidays this year or to your family gatherings. Document everything, and then you can use that as the roadmap for your personal practices, or again, take it to a therapist or life coach. And so that what I just outlined there, like, that's an option that allows a little perspective shift on how you want to handle the discomfort that might be activated during family interactions around the holidays. Now, I want to give you a little something to support you as you go through the holidays and your time with family. Something that will help with difficult interactions and help them feel a little less terrible is if you focus on setting goals and expectations that are in your control. So let me set the stage with an example. I was coaching a client who was feeling some angst and really like some anxiety. There was some rumination about buying a gift for one family member in particular. And really all this like angst and rumination was resulting in procrastination. Like, she was just avoiding going out and shopping for this particular family member. And here's the interesting thing. Like, she loves this family member. She cares about this family member. She wants this family member to be happy and well-pleased. And then my client said, I just want her to be happy with my gift. Right? And that's what I remember. It might've been something like, she might've even said, I just want to make her happy. Right? And this is where we start to get on wobbly ground. A lot of us do this, and it's we get all jammed up because we want our loved ones to be happy. Like, we find ourselves wringing our hands, contorting ourselves, stressing ourselves out in an effort to keep our loved ones from not feeling an uncomfortable emotion. And which is, I think, fascinating and noteworthy that we are willing to feel terrible trying to ensure that people that we love don't feel terrible. So that's maybe, I don't know, maybe that's another podcast episode. But we do all of that. Like, we bend ourselves in all kinds of directions, like inside out, trying to make sure that we show up in such a way that we can prevent somebody from having a negative or uncomfortable emotion. And we're also at the same time trying to create bliss for our loved ones. And here's like the real bad news for those of us who do this and get caught up in the cycle of trying to create an emotional experience for somebody else. And that might mean trying to prevent an uncomfortable emotion or trying to create an amazing emotion for someone. The bad news there is we cannot control other people's feelings. Like, you can make someone dinner, you can make someone a piece of art, but you cannot make someone feel something. So all of that to say, when you set an intention for yourself for this holiday season or for any time that you have a family gathering, like when you're painting the picture of what that ideal holiday season or that ideal family interaction looks like, focus on how you want things to go that you can actually control. So not like, I want everyone to get along. That's outside of your control. I want everyone to be happy. Also outside of your control. I want people to be really excited about all the gifts that I give them. All outside of your control. But what is inside of your control, what you can decide that this is what a successful family gathering looks like, or this is what a successful holiday season looks like, if I've completely focused on things inside my control, are things like, I will say hi to Uncle Jim and I will hug Aunt Margie. I will go to maternal grandma's for lunch and paternal grandma's for dinner. I will notice my emotions and allow them. I will set a boundary with this person in this way. I will excuse myself and go to the bathroom and cry if I need to. I will decide what I want to gift my children, and I will intentionally spend time thinking about why I love what I got them or didn't get them. And I will cultivate a feeling of generosity and delight regardless of how the children respond to their gifts. Are you picking up what I'm laying down here? Like, this is an opportunity for you to support yourself by being like head cheerleader of your own holiday pep squad. Supporting yourself through the holidays by staying in the bucket of things that you can control and staying all the way out of the things that you cannot. And here's what I want to offer up is like, have grace and compassion. Like, you're going to start walking towards that bucket of things that you can't control. Like, for the perfectionists, for the people pleasers, that bucket is like the sirens luring you to the sea, right? So It's going to be human. You're human. It's going to happen. Like, you might start walking toward the bucket of things you cannot control. You may even jump in. Okay. But here's what I want to give you. This is small gifts. Like, you might jump in, but I want you to celebrate yourself when you notice it. And then you politely excuse yourself from that bucket. Okay. So this is not about getting it right. I don't want you to be perfectionist in the way that you support or show up to supporting yourself. Okay. Have compassion, have grace, remember that you're human, and you have the opportunity to support yourself in setting an intention that this holiday season, you are going to focus your attention on the things that are in your control and let go of the things that are not, and notice when you want to start going towards the things that are not in your control. Notice when you've already jumped in the bucket. The goal is not to not jump in the bucket. The goal is just going to be to notice it sooner than you have in the past and get out of there as soon as you can. Okay. So be gentle with yourself. You are human. You have human thoughts. You have human emotions. And thoughts and emotions are not facts. Okay. So this holiday season, when your mother-in-law or your daughter-in-law or your teenage child looks at you sideways and your brain starts saying things like, that ungrateful child, how dare they, blah, 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 right? Just your monkey mind chatter. You guys know what I'm talking about. I'm not the only one, right? I want you to remind yourself, it's very human of my brain to offer these thoughts, but they might not be true. And you might remind yourself, hey, I might perceive and experience this differently when I'm not emotionally intense. Okay. I want you to just layer in bucket loads of self-compassion this holiday season. Because also as a secondary gain of that, you might be able to have a little leftover compassion that you can extend to others. And I want to just offer up a couple thoughts, and I'll start with a disclaimer. Like, these thoughts that I'm about to offer might not be true, but they sure feel a lot better. At least for me, when I think these thoughts, I feel a lot better. So I'm just going to extend them to you to try on for yourself. And one of those thoughts that I love to think when I'm around other humans, especially humans that I know aren't as easy for me to get along with. One of those thoughts is, everyone is doing the best that they can, including me. And here's another one. I want you all to listen closely. Get your pen. Write this down. My goodness remains intact. Even if my kids are disappointed, even if the holiday ham burns, even if I forgot someone's gift, even if a family member cries, even if I cry, even if someone comments on my body or relationship status, even if, no matter what the situation, no matter what the circumstance, my goodness remains intact. Okay? So remember, this is for all of you. All of these human interactions are an opportunity to bring awareness to the places and spaces where you still need a little healing. You don't have to be wrong, and you also don't have to make anyone else wrong. You can merely use what comes up in these family interactions as data to let you know that there is something up for exploration. There is something in you that needs a little attention. And remember, you don't have to do this alone. I have tons of resources to help people navigate relationships and all the related thoughts and feelings that come up around them. And also, if you haven't heard, I am doing a special 6-week holiday survival kit that's a personalized coaching package to specifically target what comes up for you around the holidays and to help you navigate them differently this year. So let me know if you could use a little of that in your life. And now I'm going to let you know what I could use from you, which is I want to hear from you guys. Please take a moment to, one, rate and review the podcast, but also reach out and let me know if there's a certain topic or something that you would like me to cover on the podcast, or just even a question that you have. I love doing Ask Me Anything episodes. So let me know what's up for you, what you want to hear from me, what you'd like to have covered. And also, be sure to subscribe and follow the podcast so that you never miss an episode. Until next time, my friends, stay open, stay free.